reach for the sky, boy.
Rolex first.
Woo!
Diamond ring first.
Woo!
Hit dealing.
Woo!
Wheeling dealing.
Woo!
Limousine riding.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Stuck in the gun.
Woo!
And I'm having a hard time.
Holy Hurricane Pound.
I give you two claps and a red flag.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Doing the Favorite Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Brown. You can follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740, but of course, always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. With me, as always, he's the sexual, intellectual, Double H, the Husky heartthrob, leader of the Husky Army, and a man I consider to be a culinary catastrophe, my man, Barry Frost. Barry, how you doing, homie?
Doing well. Just got off the phone with Gordon Ramsay. We're working on America's Next Greatest Chef TV show, so could be out soon.
All right, we're going to go ahead and go on to shout-outs. Little different format today, so hang in there with us. We're going to go into shout-outs first, so like we always do. Guys, check out Wrestling Toy Tracker at Wrestling Toy Tracker, at Toy _ Tracker, WrestlingToyTracker.com. If you're looking to do LJNs, Hasbros, Retros, Galoobs, whether you're looking for a mint on card or a loose estimated price from eBay, check out that website. It's a good tool to have in your pocket on the go. Whenever I go to thrift stores, big fun here in Columbus, shopping online, dealing with other collectors via trade or cash, whatever it may be, I try to keep that in my pocket, knowing I use it as a valuable resource. I encourage everybody to do so. Jeff and Scott over at Fully Posable, great episode this week. Past couple weeks, I thought they've really killed it too. They talk about the speculation, the AEW figures and their views on that and the evolution. They have really good conversations. Scott was bringing some heat this week, so I really enjoyed that. My man, Bill Benis, the 18-year vet out at the Wrestling Factory, taking his dates down there, eating lasagna, doing pile drivers. Shoot, yeah, I'm for it. Caught his podcast, thought it was great. Obviously, check out the Breaker and Bane Power Hour, Brian Breaker, Big _ Bane. I like how Bill Benis calls him by his Twitter handle the entire time, every time he refers to him. Good, that's fucking good shit. Eric and Steve over at PPW Podcasts, Positively Pro Wrestling, the Ohio Players, obviously Drew Venzel, Tara, Nick Haddix, Sam Thompson, Ty's wife, all y'all, Cody Baker, Nick Greco. I mean, it's growing, Barry. This is getting to be a list of names. Pretty soon, I'm just going to say Ohio Players is going to be all-encompassing. But, yeah, shout out to you guys. I'm meeting up with Cody March 9th. We're going to NXT here in Columbus. And then we're meeting up with the Ohio Players in Circleville on March 14th. I know Barry's making a trip down from Wisconsin. That's going to be fantastic. Barry, again, your shout-outs, homie.
Yeah, man. Super pumped up. Be the first time in about 2 years I've graced the Ohio borders with my presence. So I'm super pumped to come and see you again, see everybody else, man. It's going to be a blast. Now, I'm going to start this off with a better intro for him. The man. The myth, the actual Fig Hunter himself.
The actual Walmart wonder.
Yeah. The Titan of Target. Mr. GBM.
The MVP.
I mean, I said Mr. before his name. I mean, Eric had literally, GBM was literally sold down the stream, hanging on by an oar. And then somehow he conned Eric into, and now he's like on his own island, got his own shit together. It's like GBM Island instead of Revis Island. So GBM, shout out, player. Way to earn those 3 minutes back. The DTF Security Force, which is a force of one, a force of nature. The Sweatpants Mafia King, Penn. One Mike the Cleaner. A true veteran. Breaker and Bane, you already said them. Absolute blast on their show last month. Thank those guys for putting us on. Sammy Evans, a phenomenal dude. Very humble. And my boy, my little bro, Jonathan Dobrik. Dobro. He's out here putting in legwork all day, every day, spreading positivity.
The brother fuckist.
The brother fuckist. Spreading positivity throughout the community. It's really awesome. And he always is checking out people, man. Checking, make sure they're good. So much respect to them. Ring Skirts. Shout out to those dudes. There's so many guys, man, that just absolutely, White Marty, the Corduroy Kid, Jose Altuve.
Jose Altuve. Don't get me started on this motherfucking Astros.
Well, that's who White Marty is. He's the Jose Altuve of fucking, the wrestling podcasting game. And he's joined by fucking Verlander, Rucker.
Now Verlander said he wasn't in it. All right, so this would be more of a Alex Bregman would be the appropriate comparison here.
Okay, Bregman or Springer, one of them.
Correa.
Guys. Yeah, that's Correa's more.
Jake Mariznick.
Correa's more Rucker speed. So.
I would say Rucker's Altuve, but Marty's the one banging the trash can.
Yeah, absolutely. Because his shit is trash. Go ahead, homie. Go ahead, Corduroy Kid. But yeah, shout out.
Check them out. Boots of the Face, really good podcast. And Rucker has a Cowboys podcast, too, on Full Press Radio. So I'm really proud of him for doing that. He's really proud of his work. He's really excited about it. Monster Cowboys fan. Check him out for sure.
And he's going to be really pissed when they don't re-sign Dak Prescott. They're getting Phillip Rivers.
Who's getting Phillip Rivers?
Cowboys.
They're not getting Phillip Rivers.
You heard it here first.
They're silly if they move away from Dak.
It's the Cowboys, man. What can you say?
All right, we're going to do our normal leg. We're going to skip news this week because the toy fair is this weekend. There's going to be so much to talk about. Next week will be more of a news-dominated show. So we did something a little different this week. But first, we're going to get into our legwork. Guys, use that hashtag legwork. Let us know what you're seeing. Let us know what you're doing out in the world. If you're going to Walmart, you're going to Target, your Five Below's, all the stores that carry figs, let us know. Use the hashtag legwork when you're going out. Show us the shoes, too. Show us the heat. God knows I love showing off the heat. You know, pump your chest out a little bit. You know, show us the gear you're wearing for legwork. Where you're doing the favorite shirt from whatamaneuver.net. You know, or your fully posable shirt. Check them out, too. But let us use the hashtag legwork. It's taken off. It's taken the Twitter world by storm. Taken the figure community by storm. A cousin of the Fig Life. Fig Life has embraced us, brought us in. They use the hashtag legwork, too. We see people use legwork, don't even follow us.
Yeah, that's the thing they said this week on Fully Posable is it's not the cousin. It is the brother.
The brother!
It is the...
I haven't got that far in the podcast yet.
Yeah, it about is halfway the... through. The mega powers, the handshake. And he said, now take this for what you want, but Jeff, now if it was Scott, I'd take it as gospel.
Jeff, a very upstanding citizen, but go ahead.
He said, don't worry, I'm not turning on you. So, you know, I thought that was very suspect for him to even consider saying, but Scott would never, like, you know, like I said, Scott is like the Joel Osteen of that podcast, a very fine guy. So, Scott, Taco Bell on me when I get to see you, brother.
Barry, I know you had a great legwork day, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
I mean, did I? I mean, what a
phenomenal day.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually getting ready to leave the house, and the mail lady rolls up, and Drew had kind of spoiled the surprise, Drew Vensel, the uterus destroyer himself, the
cervix crusher.
Yeah. I mean, the uterus puncture, this young man, he said, I sent you a package, but I think it got delayed. And then, Rucker had told me he sent me something and then she gets out with four boxes and I'm like, holy shit, you know, wasn't expecting that. So I see that, you know, Drew Vensel sent me one, Rucker had sent one, Dobro had sent one, and Sammy Evans had sent one. So I opened them up. Sammy sent me the new Hogan Funko. He sent me a shirt. I sent it to you. You've seen it.
Yeah.
Very awesome. And, you know, he must have been listening because he said, Eric said you're a 3X, right? I said, how fucking dare you? Just assume that I'm a 3X. But yes, that was correct. And then he sent me an autographed Lex Luger and Nikita Koloff picture together where they were at a function or something together. So that was very cool with Sammy. Dobro sent me the Bruiser Brody Micro Brawler, which, you know, I'm a Brody Mark.
Yes.
So that, like, I popped immediately. I was like, oh, my God, dude, I've been wanting that for so long. So that was cool. And then he sent me the Jax Bruiser Brody. You seen that? The boots, the furry boots. That was awesome. He sent Kenley a little stuffed animal. That was very, very nice of him to do. And he sent me a box of cards, of trading cards. So that was another awesome Dobro crate and a letter, you know, but of course we kind of keep those private. And then Rucker sent me Ric Flair, a Ric Flair Fan Central, I believe.
Yeah.
With the strap, yep. And
I have that same figure. It's really dope.
Yeah, and Rucker, it just probably killed him to buy something of such prestige. You know what I mean? Somebody like a Ric Flair. It probably upped Rucker's credibility a little bit, at least in my eyes, by doing that, and I appreciate it. And then Drew Vinsel. This fucking dude. I mean, I open this up and there's a page. He sends me a page, Elite. And I was like, man, that's really cool. And then I'm like, what? There's ECW magazines. So he sent me like five or six ECW magazines. And then he sent me this 1979, the first Pro Wrestling Illustrated, which was very cool. Very awesome. I've been looking for that for a decent price for a long time. So much, much love to him. And what you didn't see, he also sent me a box of honey buns. Now, I don't know if he was
in... send me food, man.
I mean, I don't know if it was like a semblance of something. Like, look, this is how I leave these chicks with icing on their cakes. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
If that's what he was symbolizing. But he sent me the glazed honey buns.
You just really just read that into it, huh?
Well, I mean, he's known for doing this to women. I mean, he has ruined several women's lives just by letting them see the meat outline. I mean, the man can't even grocery shop anymore at Wholesale Foods.
Gray sweats are out of the question, right?
Yeah, they were like, sir. What's in your pants? He said one of the ladies grabbed it, thought he was walking out with a kielbasa. You know, I don't know.
Because everybody's stealing kielbasas these days.
Well, that's what. Maybe it was her excuse to touch it. I didn't ask. You know, but yeah, those dudes just absolutely went above and beyond for me, man. And I thank them so much. And Drew's going to be in Circleville. Sammy's going to be in Circleville. So yeah, man, I'm super pumped. Can't wait to hang out with those dudes. And, you know, thank you guys so much. Even Rucker. I mean, even Altuve, you know, thank you guys so much.
My leg work was very similar. I'll start off. I have been hitting the stores. Saw Battle Pack 60, I think, was it 63? The one with Lesnar and Seth Rollins. There was a New Day one. I can't remember the other one. I think it was Balor and somebody else. I can't remember. They were okay. They were fine. Balor and Lashley. That's who it was. They were okay. Trying to buy basics. As I say that, I went to another Walmart and I saw Matt Riddle, Series 103, and I was like, fuck it. Second time I saw it, Might as well. So I went ahead and picked that up. And then I picked up, this is a classic collector move. Let me know if you guys do the same shit. I even say on the show, I'm staying away from basics. I'm not buying the Masters of the Universe. So what do? I go to Walmart and I buy a Matt Riddle basic, and I buy the Master Universe Retro Ring. They had the Cena and the Triple H. Ticket price on it was $15. I went and paid for it. It rang up for $10. So spent $20, got those two things. Haven't opened up the ring yet. I was on daddy duty all weekend, and Lily had this incredible knack of every time I thought about opening that thing up, she needed change. So I just kept it to the side. But other than that, got a Dobro crate, man. These guys, Dobro, you're incredible, brother. It's always humbling to get this stuff. It's wild. I can't believe that people take the time out of their day to send us shit because we're knuckleheads from Ohio. But thank you, man. I really appreciate it. He sent me a printer for my phone to print pictures. That's wild. That's incredibly thoughtful. Obviously, I have a young daughter. She's 10 months old today. 10, right around there. Yeah, 10 months old today, the 18th. So, you know, it's obviously taking lots of baby pictures and blah, 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 blah. So it'd be nice to print them up, have them on hand, maybe stick them in my office at work. Very, very, very thoughtful of him. He also sent me, hold on one second, let me grab it here.
Okay.
Let me grab it here, Barry.
I got you, doll.
You got me. Okay. A limited Jax William Regal, 1 of 3,000. It's in a smaller box. Don't know much about this line. It's he has on a black shirt that says Born Naughty with a pair of brass knucks on it.
Yeah.
You know, Regal's color was maroon, but he had red boots, red knee pads here. So really dope. I mentioned I like Regal on the show. Opened up one of his figures a few episodes back. So very excited about that. He also sent up a couple things for Lily. I don't know a shit ton about Disney, but there's Kingdom Hearts. There's a light cycle with Sora. I don't exactly know what that is, but I'm sure my daughter will eventually. Oh, it says fully posable in the back. And also, Kingdom Hearts Donald Duck vinyl mate. So that's the second. Well, Lily has four vinyls now. She has three pops. The first ever present Lily ever got for Christmas was from GBM. So that's unfortunate.
Right.
We got to tell her that the rest of her life. No, that's cool. We have he got her a Santa Claus, a little Funko Pop Santa Claus. It was really cool of him. I got her Mickey and Minnie, like Santa Claus, and then this is a Donald Duck. So it looks like we're going to Disney theme. We have Disney in her room. I knew when Dobro asked me, it's like, well, does she like Disney? I know Dobro well enough, knowing that he was about to bless her with something. He also got me a couple trading cards of Kevin Nash and a card that had Macho Man and Macho King, like his both of his personalities on there. I thought that was really dope. Last week, a lot of numbers hit for targets. A lot of numbers went up by 8. You know what that means? A case got there. GBM was the first one of our little group to get to target that day, and he picked up an Ono for me. Sent me a message. I have a mint one in my hand. It's yours if you want it. I paid him right there. You know how GBM works, peg to post, him being the MVP. Peg to post, boom, I got it. Now, my numbers jumped around here, but I was at work. We all know that. How anxiety inducing it can be to see numbers jump and not be able to leave work. So I had a feeling that it was going to be 71 with Ono and Paige at mine. I got there and the number was at 12 when I left work, and then when I got to the target 15 minutes later, it was at 8. I'm like, fuck, I'm, you know, because I was thinking I'll pick up Ono for somebody, you know, somebody's gonna fucking need it. So it's so hard to come by. So I went there. It was only Big Show on the peg. I kind of was like, well, it's gone. I kind of walked around for a second, like, wait a minute. Just ask. We'll see. Just ask. And dude went to the back and was real cool. I got there's a couple good employees at this Target by my house. Got one of them, man. He dapped me up, recognized me. Talked for a moment, talked wrestling on the way to the back. He went back there, came out with a Ono and Paige. Fucking beautiful. So Ono is going to Cody Baker. And I also have plans for Paige. So stay tuned. But yeah, I mean, very, you know, nice to see numbers hit. It's been pretty dry around here. It's the only number jump we saw. I still haven't seen Wendy Richter. Still haven't seen Ricochet. I haven't seen those network spotlights. We also heard they're discontinuing the network spotlights. So, what's, you know, that was kind of a bust for me because we got just smashed with that first wave that Diesel, Jinder, Asuka, and Rey. And we, I mean, one, to, I had six Asukas at one of my fucking targets. Like, that's crazy. So, I'm assuming that affected distribution. I have no idea, but I haven't seen Wendy around here at all. We've seen, heard about the WrestleMania elites hitting targets. So, I'm looking out for that. I know it's kind of a sub, I don't know, not the best line. I'd rather have the Matt Hardy network spotlights other than the WrestleMania fig. The Mick Foley, I think the WrestleMania is not great. I'll probably get it anyway just because I'm a Mick Foley fan. I definitely want the Booker T. That's the one I want, so. But other than that, Barry, you got anything else for legwork?
No, man, that was it. I thought I did well. Thanks to everyone.
Yeah. So normally we have a couple things we like to do. We're going to change it up just a little bit today. Barry and Prompt sent an impromptu tweet out. I was surprised as you guys to see it. I had no idea he was going to do this, but he sent out a Q&A. So, and, you know, he sent it out about like 7:30. We started recording at, you know, 9:30-ish, right around there. So, and we actually got a nice little response, so we appreciate it. I have one in the DMs. Barry, I'm going to go through these.
Okay.
And we are going to, here, let me get to my messages first so I can find this. Okay. This is from Mr. Rogers Epic Wrestling Collection. That's at Mr. Rogers Epic WR1. Would you say nobody should have a Chris Benoit figure in their collection? That's a subject I would like you guys' opinion on. Barry, I'm going to let you go first.
Thank you. Heat Magna. You know, a touchy subject, but if you have one, I mean, you have one. You know, I mean, that's kind of, you know, it came out. I think he's only got, well, it can't be very many.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't really think it matters. I mean, yeah, it's always going to be a conversation starter if he's in your collection. But yeah, I don't think you should just throw a figure out. You know, that's my take on it. As I don't think it's a big deal if you have one in your collection.
Well, for me, I think that one of the best things about collecting is it's subjective. It's whatever you want it to be. It's your collection, right? So I would never tell somebody like, oh, you shouldn't have that in your collection. Oh, you can't have that because it's yours. You know, different things mean different things to people. For me, I don't have one and I don't want one just because I feel like if I ever looked at that figure, I'm not going to be able to look. All I'm going to see is what happened. You know what I mean? That horrible, horrible situation with his family. So I would not. Yeah, I don't want one. I don't have a desire to have one in my collection. I don't want to hang it up because I think for me, it would just every time I see it, I would think about that. My collection is my hobby, and the way I approach it is an outlet. It's stress-free. It's supposed to be. We love it so much it can become stressful, but it's just nothing I want. Very good question. We really appreciate that. But yeah, it's, for me, it's a no, but you guys can do whatever you want, and I wouldn't judge you one way or the other for it. How's that?
Good answer.
All right, Barry, next question is from the homie, the brother fuckist, Jonathan Dobro, at Jonathan Dobrik 1. If you could have five new elites made for any wrestler, any era, any company, who would they be? So I'm guessing five different elites for any five. So I think what he wants is five wrestlers from any era, any company. Can I go first?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so we're just talking elites here. So, you know, if they have a current version of WWE version, this is different. I would go Nick Bockwinkel from AWA. I would go Vern. I would go Nick Bockwinkel. I would go Kurt Hennig. And I would go Midnight Rockers.
Nice.
So, how about you?
I wouldn't pick a certain federation. I don't know if I guess it can be from anywhere. So I would love to see a Brody just an absolute beautiful Brody with the big fur coat, the, you know, the hair, the chain, the boots. I think that would be amazing. I would love a proper and a proper Taz ECW figure. I don't like any of the ones that they've done. It's not, when I think of Taz, who was my favorite at that time, I just picture something else. I think Baron Von Raske should have a figure with the claw.
No, he shouldn't.
And the cape. Absolutely, he should.
I want to change mine because I read the question wrong. I like what you're doing better.
That's right. And I think a man, this is actually tough. I'm thinking of a tag team trying to, you know, I think Doom would be sweet. Ron Simmons and Butch Reed.
So I'm going to stick with Bockwinkle and I'm going to stick with Vern.
Okay.
All right. I'll also go Nature Boy Buddy Rogers.
Oh my.
I would go Lou Thesz.
Yeah.
For my last one. Dory Funk Jr.
It's like Eric's taking my picks.
Well, I feel like, you know, we haven't seen a lot of the you know, the old school legends, the classic black and white.
Yeah. Yeah.
We haven't really seen that, you know? So the elites anyway.
Yeah. Gorgeous George would be another one. You could do a hell of a lot with that. Yeah.
So good. Very good question, Dober. I like it. That's very good fantasy booking. But yeah, when I first read it, I pigeonholed myself and that was off topic. There's a question similar later and I got a better answer for it. So I don't want to go. It's not going to be a WA later. All right. The next question is from the Ohio Player at Nick Haddix 3. Nick, the homeboy Nick Haddix. Hey, you know what? He's an Eastern Ohio player too.
Okay.
All right. So still lives in Ohio though. What are the top three figures you'd like to get but don't have in your collection? Go ahead, Barry.
Well, number one.
I know what
one,
you're gonna say. I know
yeah,
one
number
for sure.
Number one is the Harley Race flashback. Which I have. I actually have it, but GBM's just holding on to it for me.
Good. Yeah. Good on him.
Like a true lowlife. Says the women like it. You know, I like that classic Superstars Demolition 3-pack with Axe, Smash, and Crush. I really, really dig that figure. And probably the other one that I really, really want is is probably that it's the deluxe Ric Flair, and it has it's like the WrestleMania 24, the robe and all that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that one. That's probably the other one I would really enjoy having.
So for me, I think obviously Harley.
Yeah.
I would like to have the Defining Moments WrestleMania 7 Macho Man Randy Savage, Macho King, whatever you want to call it. And then I would like to have the Kerry Von Erich WWE Legends figure.
Well, now do you want the Kerry Von Erich or the Texas Tornado?
I want the Kerry Von Erich.
Okay. Because I guess there's two of them.
Kevin Von Erich's in that conversation, too.
Yeah, those are pretty sweet.
Fucking Drew Venzel. Who are Eric's top five favorite early 90s R&B groups? I don't know anything about early 90s R&B.
Oh, my God.
It's just not my deal. Jones. Sorry, I do apologize. I like Bobby Brown.
It's your prerogative, Doc.
You know what I mean? I like Bobby Brown. I don't have anything really.
New Edition. Jodeci.
Yeah. Okay.
Silk.
I've heard of them. I know them, but I couldn't, you know.
you know, freak me.
But he said, but in all seriousness, if you could attend any past WrestleMania, which one would it be and why? I would like to attend WrestleMania 5. I want to see the Mega Powers explode. I would be very upset to see Randy lose. You know, WrestleMania 4 is in that conversation, but I feel like the tournament's not as great of a card as what WrestleMania 5 was. WrestleMania 3, I think, is in that conversation too, as well, I should say. And WrestleMania 17 got serious consideration.
Well, for me, WrestleMania 6, I would, a guilty pleasure, a guilty match that I absolutely love is the Colossal Connection taking on Demolition.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you got, of course, you got Hogan and Warrior at Sky Dome. I that's a guilty pay-per-view that I really, really like. WrestleMania 6. I should say WrestleMania 11 just because LT was there, but I won't. WrestleMania 13, to see Austin and Bret, that match there, I think would have been fucking money. And yeah, WrestleMania 3 probably is definitely in the running there.
I'm assuming Drew's talking ringside seat, the whole deal, right?
I'm hoping.
When I started thinking, I was like, well, WrestleMania 4 and 5 in Caesar's Palace because it's not a big venue, or WrestleMania 7 in the smaller venue as well. But yeah, I mean, you know, be dope. I mean, I'll be at a WrestleMania one day. I will. All right. This one's from Ty's wife, husband. Ty at Wrestling with Ty. Since I'm blindingly white, Barry, what is your favorite tanning oil? I can answer that question for you, Barry.
Go for it, brother.
Bacon grease.
That's right. Hell's yeah.
Bacon grease or anything from a fryer at a fast food place. He can rub all over. He's been called the Crisco Kid on several occasions.
I thought that's because I didn't wash my hair.
And he also asked, and piggybacks on that, and Eric, can we get a rundown of some healthier, non-broke-ass redneck breakfast choices? Ty, first off, thank you. Thank you for giving me this platform, for helping you out. Guys, gals, Husky Army, take out your pens, take out your pencils, whatever you write with, if you can write, and write this down. Eggs are a great option.
That's
They're
right.
excellent protein, and they give you that nice, full feeling. Not 18 slices of cheese on them. And I don't know what kind of savage you are, Barry, by putting raw eggs and cheese together and cooking it as one. You're supposed to cook the eggs and then add the cheese for that nice gooey.
No, who eats runny eggs?
Greek yogurt is a great option.
Oh.
Any kind of fruit is also good. Putting fruit in your cottage cheese is an excellent breakfast. it is. Oatmeal. You know, and not tons and tons of sugar, like Barry's about to say. Sprinkle a little bit of cinnamon on that thing. Ready to go. Obviously, you guys all know about my affinity for wheat toast and avocado. And also, a nice whole wheat waffle with some peanut butter on it will do the trick for you in a hurry.
Jesus Christ. Now.
So those are all excellent options. And everything I said is pretty much quick and on the go, and you can have. You can get into chia seeds and all kinds of other things, and we could have a much deeper conversation. Brazil nuts. We have a much deeper conversation on this, but those are some things just off the top of my head. I almost brought Rachel up for that part, but just off the top of my head. And Ty, thank you for providing me that platform and thinking healthier. That's fantastic. Really,
now
really
good stuff. Let me chime in here.
Okay.
I enjoy the waffle. The Lego waffle there, they have chocolate chip. Now what you want to do is put two in your toaster, put peanut butter on it, get your
Oh, so you
butter.
Do have a toaster.
Yeah, I just bought one today at Rent-A-Center. $4.
Did you put
week.
Are you gonna put bread in it?
No, I'm gonna put waffle, chocolate chip waffles.
Chocolate chip waffles.
Yeah. And then you put your peanut butter on there.
Diabetes.
and then you get your Miss Buttersworth out, or Aunt Jemima. God.
You put
and
Barry and
you fucking just douse that son of a bitch as much fucking syrup as you can get. That was a good choice, Eric. I'm glad you brought that up. That reminded me of that. Another one of my quick favorites that you absolutely will love is you want to get the maple and brown sugar oatmeal, but you don't want one pack. You want like four packs, three to four packs. And you just,
portion control is also important, guys.
You want to put enough water in, though, to where it's not sloppy. You want them thick, that thick oatmeal like I like my women. That thick shit. And not the cottage cheese that Eric likes. I'm talking about that thick, that lumpy dumpy. You know what I'm saying?
Get you some nice low-fat cottage cheese. Put some peaches in that thing, and you're good to go.
Oh. But, yeah, follow my tips, and I'll guide us to a healthier couple years, last years of our lives.
All right. Next question is from Ty at Wrestling with Ty.
Not again.
He got two of them.
Sneaky.
If you had an option to book the main event of this year's Mania, what match would it be? Curious to hear what the reasoning for the match would be as well. Looking forward to a banger of an episode. Thanks, Ty. We appreciate that. Barry, go ahead, buddy.
Oh, well, you do.
I got thoughts.
Yeah. I would like to see Shayna beat Becky in the main event just to see Rucker cry and hear him piss and fucking moan. But I think you got to have Brock in there. And I would like to have seen Brock and The Fiend and The Fiend get the strat and kind of unify.
So for me, I feel like that, I don't know. WrestleMania is so long that I feel like you book it different. Like the main event is going to be in front of a burnt crowd like we saw last year. I thought that those women worked their ass off and the crowd didn't really appreciate it. So I worry about that. But if we're going to go straight old school thinking here and the last match of WrestleMania is the main event, I think that Drew and Brock are going to have the best storyline going into it. And that's the match that I want to see. I want to see WrestleMania. It's the whole cliche thing, you know, the passing of the torch until Brock gets it back. But WrestleMania closed the show. Fireworks, Drew McIntyre, his music banging, that the whole deal. And you know, you want to make stars, right? Which is, we go into the whole Becky and Shayna thing. Let's see how good Becky is. Can you help make a star? Because Shayna's, I believe, good enough, has the qualities. She just doesn't have, you know, she's been on NXT, two-time women's champion. But I feel like, you know, that was more when they were on the network, not so much on national television, right? Mm-hmm. So, but I don't think you should have her biting people in the back of the fucking neck. That's stupid. But she's good enough and she's believable enough and her style is so much different than every other woman in the WWE right now that Beck, you're good. You got yourself over. Can you help get somebody else over? You know what I mean? Can you have a good match, without Charlotte Flair?
No, the answer is no.
That's the test right there. I think. Cause I think Shayna has the capabilities of being the champion on a WWE roster. I do.
Yeah, I think Shayna can carry her to a decent match.
Next question from Josh Wallen. This is fun. At Captain America. If you guys can design your own wrestling toy line, what would it look like? Size, scale, super realistic or stylized? What Fed company roster would be in the line? Can I go first?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I obviously in my legwork, I've been shopping around looking at toys and something. And it's funny because Jeff mentioned on Fully Posable here recently, the McFarlane DC toys are fantastic looking. They're amazing to me. I don't collect those. I don't plan on starting, but they look fucking dope. I was tempted to buy. They're bigger than Elise. I think they're about 7 inches. The packaging looks great. Different accessories. I would do a deep WCW dive. And you could get very in-depth with WCW. And we can even just talk about when Turner took over until they went out of business in 2001. Because there's enough meat on the bone there. You know, several different Stings. You know, a couple different Hogans. So But you're talking about Ric Flair. You're talking about the Horsemen. I would have them be realistic as you can make them. Nothing cartoony. I want them to be legit, right? So a little bigger than Elites, because I like that package. I'm just thinking the McFarlane DC toys is what I'm thinking right now. Yeah, so WCW, I would have McFarlane make them, and the roster would be, I think to start, since he wanted a specific roster, I would say from 97.
Nice.
And you could do a lot with that, obviously, with the NWO taking off. DDP and Macho Man, legendary storyline. Obviously, Sting's involved. There's a lot of different ways you could go there. So, yeah, I would say, obviously, everyone knows I'm a WCW mark. You probably knew I was going to say that. But a realistic McFarlane DC style 1997 WCW.
You know, I think for me, I would go with Mid-South, and because for sellability, for you want the things to sell, I would probably use the roster from, say, 80, 81 to 85 when they closed up there and started UWF and all that, 86. Just because the guys are so known, you had Ted DiBiase, JYD, Magnum TA, Mr. Wrestling. You had every kind of, thing that you could actually want for believability and selling. To make them, I think tried and true, I would stick with Mattel. Just because the formula works, people like them. So I would stick with that, but I would go Mid-South. And if you wanted me to pick a specific year, probably 84, when the Midnight and the Rock and Roll showed up, because shit just blew up then.
All right, good shit. Good question, man. I really like that. Got us thinking. This question is from, again, Mr. Rogers Epic Wrestling Collection at Mr. Rogers Epic WR1. What's your favorite figure in your collection? For me, it is the Ricky Steamboat Flashback series that I got autographed with a yellow paint pen. Not a big autograph guy. I've done a ton of meet and greets. It's not really my deal. I get it. I think it's great. I understand that's true legwork. I mean, that's true like dedication, waiting those lines and things like that. I just haven't as much. So the Ricky's Dragon Steamboat, for me, it symbolizes like when I met him, I held the Intercontinental belt. He was really cool. It was a nice little small conversation. I feel like the easy answer here is the Slim Jim Macho Man. The WWE Legends figure that Dobro got me is fucking amazing. And also the Defining Moments Shawn Michaels figure that you got me from the 25th anniversary of WrestleMania. I think, obviously, when he was doing his Taker. It's obviously top five in my collection. And I also like my Sting 5-pack from Toy Biz. Rucker has the same one. But yeah, but for me, it's that Ricky Steamboat Flashback series.
Yeah, for me, I'm going to say, and it's probably going to surprise you, probably the Terry Funk that you got.
Really?
Me. Yeah, I think just because it's Terry Funk, that's one of my favorites. The Slim Jim Macho Man, of course, is up there. Like you said, the Cassius Ono is up there. I mean, that's unbelievable. The Giant Machine, that was the first figure I bought when you actually got me back into this. But yeah, the Terry Funk, that ECW figure, it just brings back memories from that Barely Legal pay-per-view where he won the title in the three-way with Stevie Richards, Raven, Sandman, four-way, whatever you want to call it. It was absolutely, amazing, and I love that figure. So I appreciate you getting me that, man.
Little Amazon love. Next question comes from the undefeated Mike the Cleaner at Anthony Vito 8. Why is pimping so easy for the Husky Heartthrob?
Well, you see how I do them eggs? Mike, I'm out here fertilizing eggs on a weekly basis, But I've only been swabbed twice, so I keep it to a minimum. And I'm a pretty motherfucker, dog. That's why.
There's a whole lot of meat on the bone there, boy.
That's right. A whole lot.
Next up, my boy RJ Krasinski at ringsiderant_RJ. Guys, check out Ringside Rant. He's got a lot of good shit going on over there. Great interviews. He hooked me with that interview with Nikita Koloff. I thought it was fantastic. He's had Thunder Rose on there. He's good shit. Do you think wrestling fans should be brand loyal like professional sports and watch only one promotion? This is going to be an interesting conversation. Go ahead, Barry.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. It's not like Eric's a Cleveland Indians fan, but Eric will, if there's a baseball game on, Eric will watch that baseball game. I'm the same way. We're sports fans. We enjoy the sport. There are different players. You want to see, okay, I'm watching, you know, we're watching the Yankees to see, okay, Aaron Judge is coming to Cleveland. I'd like to go see that dude play. You know what I mean? Something like that. And wrestling is the same way. I mean, it's, you can't just be trained like a fucking spot, you know, like just brainwashed into one style of wrestling. I mean, there's so many more styles. Like you were talking about Shayna. Shayna's a catch wrestler. And some people think that's boring. Davey Boy Smith Jr., a fucking phenomenal worker. And some people just don't get it. They don't like that style. So yeah, I think you got New Japan. You have so many more options than just WWE. So broaden your horizons.
So I think this question kind of derives from the whole like AEW, WWE/NXT debate that's constantly had on Twitter, mm-hmm. right? And for me, we've talked about on this show how that just doesn't make sense to me. To me, I will watch NWA, I will watch MLW, I will watch New Japan, I will watch old WCW, I will watch old AWA, I will watch WWE, WWF from all eras. So to me, I think that a lot of that comes from people thinking their opinions is like fact. You know what I mean? And not willing. I know people who bash AEW that have literally never watched an episode. So a lot of that too, I think, comes from the piggyback on that is people not being annoyed with the actual product, is being annoyed with the fans of that product. That's why you hear the insults. You know, they can't just criticize AEW. They have to throw the word neckbeard in there too.
My God.
No. I'm not calling anybody out or nothing like that. You hear that often. I posted a bingo board. I took it down because I don't want to seem like an asshole. But there's like a checklist for both sides of the argument of if you hear it, you know, check it off. First one to bingo wins. And to me, that's, you know, you hear the fanboys. I posted a picture of I retweeted something where Randy Orton went nuts on Matt Hardy on Raw last night. And there were fans in the audience like, you know, like visibly looked like they were shook up over it. And I retweeted and I hashtag heel shit because Randy Orton drew that response out of those people, right? And somebody commented, marks. Like, are they supposed to, like, not enjoy it? Are you supposed to watch wrestling and just be like, well, it's fake. Well, it's fake. Well, it's fake. It's about suspending your disbelief. So to me, I don't talk that much like AEW, WWE on social media as much as I used to because people tend to get sensitive and da, 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 da. So a lot of times people think that their opinion is fact, and it's hard to have a conversation with somebody like that, you know? So I love AEW wrestling. I've been on board since the beginning. I've been following the Young Bucks and being the Elite since it started. A big fan of Kenny Omega when I learned about him when he was over in Japan. So, you know, this podcast started from All In. You know, me and Barry started this podcast for All In / Starcast. So there's an underground buzz and, you know, a lot of insults thrown back and forth. But to me, wrestling is wrestling. Like what you like. You're not wrong. You're not right. It's whatever you want it to be, man. Well, I guess you are right. You're not wrong, but you're right. Whatever you want to watch, whatever you enjoy, that's on you. There's stuff I don't like as much. There's certain ECW stuff back in the day I didn't like back then. I like it now, but back then I didn't enjoy it as much. You know, your taste does evolve over time. Same way with WCW. I wasn't into it as much as a kid. I was more of a WWE kid. now I love WCW. I think part of it too is because I think I missed out on it as a kid because I didn't watch it as much. So to me, there's no wrong answer as to why like wrestling. I just don't understand why you would want to put blinders on and just have like this like bias confirmation. Am I saying that right? Maybe I'm not using the right term. In your mind that this is what's good, this is all I'm going to watch because Vince McMahon or whoever taught me that this is what it is and this is all I enjoy. And I'm going to have blinders on and not acknowledge anything else, and anything else that's not what I'm watching is fucking stupid. I don't understand that mindset. It's toxic to me. That's where the toxic wrestling fans on Twitter, I think that's where that comes from.
That's a good possibility.
But yeah, I've always thought that like a lot of times they're not insulting the product as much as they are trying to insult and get a rise out of the fans of that particular product, which is why you see a lot of the debates, which is why somebody compared fucking MJF to Eugene one time.
I'll tell you.
So you get clown shit like that. So it's whatever. Barry, I think we've gone long enough, man. You know, we had our legwork segment. We had a great Q&A. I thought that was really fun. It's different for us. I appreciated the wrestling questions mixed in with the fantasy wrestling figures. I thought that was really fun. That's one of my favorite shows to do.
Yeah, I had a blast doing this. I mean, and it lets the listeners interact with us and actually get a kind of be a part of the show. So it's always fun to do something like that every now and then.
Barry, take us home, brother.
Absolutely. You can follow me at BFrost28 for all, and I mean absolutely all, of your nutritional needs, wrestling questions, wrestling figure questions, anything you want to talk about. Just hit me up at BFrost28. Eric, drop the credentials, sir.
You can follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740, but always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. Buy our shirts at whatamaneuver.net. Go to shop by store, scroll down just a couple spots past Darby Allin, you'll see Doing the Favor podcast. Buy our First Time in the Line shirt. You can buy it in gray, white, black, tank top, baby sizes, side piece sizes, whatever you need. You know what I mean? You got a girlfriend with a wife on the side, we got you covered. That's it. That's all I got, brother. Check us out, man. On iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, Google Play by searching Doing the Favor podcast. Rate, subscribe, review any of those platforms. We really appreciate it, guys. Thank you guys all so much for the support. The support's huge. Reaching out to us, the conversations, that's what drives us, what motivates us to do this. Thank you guys all so much. A year ago, we had 7 downloads. Now we're getting gifts in the mail. Fucking crazy. Thank you guys so fucking much.
Absolutely. And it's always humbling. And again, thank you guys for everything. And, you know, we couldn't do this without you guys. So thank you and good night and God bless.
Peace.